Okay, everybody, Besaras Tovo, so far as well. Today's daf is Yuvamas daf Lamed Aleph. And just you know, just before this recording, unfortunately, there was yet another terror attack in Eretz Yisrael, and there are some people very badly wounded in Tel Aviv, so we will learn B'schus the Refu Shalema, and Le'ili Nishmas, those who were killed, Rachman al-Tzlan. So we're here on daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we'll just recap the mission, and we'll just start from the Gemara, even though we kind of got into it a little bit yesterday. Right, obviously, at the beginning of the Masechta, I talked about the concept of tsaros, that if a yavam, right, is if a woman falls to a yavam, is an erva of his, let's say, for example, that man's daughter, so any co-wives will go out. Right? That's what we started with the Masechta, right? Any co-wives will not have to do yibam and chalitza, as pater from that, if one of the wives is an erva to the yavam. So now, our Mishnah said that that's only if there's definitely, right, a marriage between, let's say, Reuven and Shimon's daughter, right? That's for example. But if there's, for whatever reason, Kedushin is Safek, or Gerushin is Safek, meaning if where it's a Safek whether they were married, either through that the marriage was a Safek or the divorce was a Safek, so then we're going to say that the co-wives are going to do Chalitza, and they're not going to do Yivam. The question is, not yet, but I guess in a second, right, the Mishnah then gave examples of Safek Kedushin and Safek Gerushin. So you would have thought that the Safek Kedushin, the Safek Gerushin is the same case, right? They gave the case of the Kedushin. If a person throws, let's say, a ring, right, in the vicinity of a woman, and we're not sure whether it's within her Dalet Amos or not, that's a Safek Kedushin. So you would have thought the exact same parallel case would be by Gerushin. If someone throws a get in the vicinity of a woman, right? Again, Dalet Amos is Kona. We're not sure whether the get fell within Dalet Amos, right? So therefore, it's a Safek Gerushin. But that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah gave three other cases where the gerushin is good midaraisa, but it's not good midarabanan if it's sabiyad, 1-8, etc., etc. So the question is, why didn't the Mishnah just give the simple case of, right, the parallel case of gerushin that it gave by kiddushin? So apparently, what do you see? The Rava says that apparently, again, that with the implication, let's just start from the Gemara now, if just to recap, because I'm going to spell it out anyway. As v'ilu begerushin, safek karav lo, safek karav lo, lo katani. Right? The Mishnah does not mention that the gerushin, the safek gerushin is a case of where you threw the get and it landed, you're not sure if it's close to him or close to her. Meaning, apparently, that's not good enough. Meaning, that's nothing. So the Gemara says, my time, why is that? So Rabba says, Ishazu Becheskes Hetra the Shugo Medes. Musafik et Arbala Ostra. You're telling me that, again, in general, right, what's the chazaka here? That this woman, right, is Hetra the Shuk, meaning the standard, the fallback position is that Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter. Whether we're not sure if Reuven divorced Shimon's daughter, so the fallback position is that they are married, and therefore the co-wife can go marry whoever she wants without even Mechalitza. So Misafik at the Bala Usra, I'll tell her Misafik. And now from Misafik, you can Asr her, so don't make her Asr because of a suffix. So Amar Leibai, Abai said back to Rava, Yahachi, well, if that's true, right, so Kedushin Ami. So to the same question should be by Kedushin, Nema Isha Zubacheskas Heter Li Yavam Omedes. Why don't we say again, if we're not sure whether they're married, right? So if we're not sure, if we don't think necessarily, we're not sure that Reuven and Shimon's daughter are married, so therefore Reuven's co-wife can go to Yibum with Shimon. Right? She's butter to the Yavam. Now you're going to ask her because we're not sure, maybe Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter. Again, if it's a co-wife, so then you can't do that. They can't do Yibum. So now you're going to ask her for that. So I'll tell her to be Safik. You can say the same logic, right, by Kiddushin as well. So Gemara says, no. Hasam l'chumra. No, over there, by Safek Kedushin, right, we're gonna ask her, the woman, to the Yavam as a Chumra. Enechanami, that Mi'ikar Adin, she can marry the Yavam, right, because the Chazaka says that she is allowed to marry him. But yes, Enechanami, we're gonna be Machmir, and we want to make sure, right, that we don't have what's it called? Because the reason is people might think that that there is no Kedushin there whatsoever, and because we're concerned that people might think that Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter, and then people might think that the co-wife of an erva is mutter in Yibam. So Gemara says, okay, but so therefore we're not going to allow Reuven's co-wife to marry Shimon. So Gemara says, okay, but hay chumra azid dekulu. Fine, but that's going to end up with a problem, right? Very often, Chazal give a mussar that if a person wants to take on a chumra, that's very wonderful, but make sure there's no kula attached to it. For example, my Rebbeim in Gross for sure said, you know, in terms of halachos of chumras, in terms of eating kashrus, this kashrus and this all kashrus and it's all very complicated. So I remember my Rebbeim used to say that, listen, you know, you definitely keep your standard of kashrus, but if that's going to infringe on benon lechavero issues, so be careful, right? Make sure, right, that your chumrah doesn't turn into a kula, right? That's, chumras are nice unless you're going to have some sort of leniency elsewhere. So sure enough, you have over here. If you're going to be machmir and you're not going to let Reuven's co-wife, let's say, to marry Shimon because we're not sure if Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter, so then you have a kula. What's the kula? Zimnin de azul hu mekadish lo lachos kiddush vaday, right? V'i nami, or another case, zimnin de azul acher mekadish lo dida kiddush vaday, meaning what happens if someone else is mekadish Shimon's daughter be kiddush vaday, with real kiddush vaday? Or the first case I just kind of skipped over is, let's say, that Reuven marries Shimon's other daughter, right? I mean, his wife, his suffolk wife's sister, right? For real, right? Kedusha Vade. Meaning, whenever you have a suffolk kedushin, right? So you're messed up because if there's a kedusha Vade that comes afterwards, a definite kedushin, so then, you know, what's the status, right? Everything is thrown up into the air. Became to Asrullah, Mar Latsara Liyabme. Now, what's going to happen? Now, you're going to say that the Reuven's co-wife is not allowed to do Yibum with Shimon. Well, the second you say that, that implies that the first kiddushin that Reuven had with Shimon's daughter was fully good. Problem with that is, it wasn't fully good. Right? And Amri, people will say, the Kama kiddushin, or the Bashar Lav kiddushin. People will think that the Safi kiddushin was the good one, and then the second kiddushin, which was the Kiddush Vaday, right, was not the good one. But really, it's the reverse. Right? So the other man throws everything, right, messes everything up. So Gemara says, no, Kevin de Mitzrachas Chalitza, right, made the Yodi. No. People are going to know that since we're making sure that the co-wife does chalitza, right? So then, meaning again, because what happens if they were fully married? Then she wouldn't even need chalitza. Right? She could just go out. She could marry whoever she wants without even chalitza. So since she's doing chalitza, people will know it's just a chumrah. So Gemara says, okay, but ihachi gershenami listening. Litzricha chalitza umede yodi the chumrah balmahu. Fine. So if everybody knows that chalitza is a chumrah, so let's do that by gershen as well. Right? We were all talking by suffic kiddushin, but what about suffic gershen? Right? Let her just do chalitza there, and everything will be fine. So Gemara says, imata omer chalitza misyav emes. Well, because we're concerned that maybe they'll take her in Yibum, right, if you make it do Chalitza. So I said, okay, but Hakanami, so do here. Well, why do you have that concern by Safik Kiddushin? So Gemara says, yeah, because Tisyabe Be'emekach Chlum. Right, but that's fine. In the case of a Safik Kiddushin, so the default position is, we're not sure if they're married, and we're not sure if Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter, so if, therefore, in that case, if they weren't married, right, that's the starting point, right, they might be married, but the starting point is that they're not married. Is that so? In that scenario, Reuven's co-wife, other wife, is allowed to do Yibum with Shimon. So that's fine. A chazaka kaima, so she can technically do Yibum with Shimon, and she's relying on the chazaka that she was mother to the Yavam, right? And then that would be fine. So that's why we don't have that issue by Safek Kiddushin. Okay, fine. Weiter. Esvei Abaye asked the following question. He said, one second, but the Mishnah says, right, Mishnah later in the Sechta, Nafal Abaye Salav El Basa Achiv. Right, I'm going to bring you a case where we have a suffix, where something happens, we're not, and we're going to say that you do require chalitza. So here, one second. So let's see the case. Nafal habayis alav v'albas achiv. Let's say Rachman al Tzlan that Reuven and Shimon's daughter were, I'd say, I don't know, in a house somewhere, and God, Rachman al Tzlan, the building collapsed, and they both died. V'in yodua ezemehem meis rishon, and we don't know who died first. Now, obviously, it's terrible that both of them died, but it makes a tremendous difference who died first. Because if Reuven died while, i.e., and he was still married, obviously, to Shimon's daughter and his co-wife, so then both of them go out without Yibum Chalitza. Well, Shimon's daughter is dead, but the co-wife goes out without Yibum Chalitza because she's potter. Because at that point, right, when the Yibum fell, right, both an Erva and a co-wife fell to Shimon. But if the co-wife died first, but if Shimon's daughter died first, so then when Reuven died, he was no longer married to Shimon's daughter, to the Erva. So therefore, when the Yibum fell, so it was only the co-wife who fell to Shimon, and she could do Yibum. So what do we say? We say Tzaras Chalitza Vlo Misyavemes. So there, she does Chalitza, but you can't do Yibum. So the Gemara says, Amai. So, but why not? Why does she even need Chalitza? We should assume, right, again, that she's allowed to marry whoever she wants. Again, the status is that she was married to Reuven with an erva. That was the status before something happened. And now, because the suffolk who died first, why should you answer her, right, to everyone else, to the shug, right? Why should you make your duchalitza, right, that you shouldn't answer her because of a suffolk? And if you tell me that it's just a chumrah, if you tell me that's just being a chumrah, which is being machmir, you might as well do chalitza because it's a suffolk. Problem is that that could lead to yibum, and that's a problem. You can't do yibum because again, the default state is that she's married to an erva of Shimon, and that she doesn't do yibum with that. You can't do yibum with Shimon. So Gemara says two possibilities. But my poll is the lo shkichi lo gozer rabbanan. It could be that if you tell me that it's a gzera, then echanami it is a gzera. But by chalitza, by a gerushin, that's very common. So chazal or machmer, right? Again, so you might as well make sure you do chalitza. I'm sorry, the opposite. Meaning you shouldn't do chalitza because that you might end up doing yibum. But by a mapoles, so. Chazal did not. We're not right. It's funny because the gzera. It's the wording should be the opposite, but you have to read it better. My fault. So by gerushin, which is common, so Chazal did not abolish the chalitza. No, they. I'm sorry. They did abolish. They did get rid of the chalitza because it might lead to ibum. Right? Because the chashash, the concern is that it might, if you let her do chalitza, then they might end up doing ibum, which is inappropriate. So by the case, what's common is the chazal where goes there. By a mapolas, when it falls down, when the house falls, that's the lo shchicha. That's not common at all. Therefore, we don't gozer beribanan. So chazal did not say that we should not do chalitza because someone might end up doing ibum. Inami, another answer. Gerishim dekaima erva. The kamuchach, right? I mean, in the case of a get, well, the erva is sitting there, right? The question is whether they were halakhically married or not, but the erva is literally right there, so everybody knows that she was an erva, right? And therefore, it's sarasa to come out tzrachas lachalitza. So then, if you tell me that she has to do chalitza, so amri kamu berabana begita the gita malyahu. So if you're going to say that the co-wife of an erva should do chalitza, and the chalitza is sitting right there, people will say, oh, I guess she was divorced. And then they'll think, well, then in that case you could do yibum, right, with a co-wife of an erva, which is not true. But by a case of mapolas, mi kamavur abana b'mapolas. By the mapolas, meaning, sorry, I should really emphasize the case by the get, right? Kamavur abana begita degita malyahu. The Chazal figured out that it was a proper get. Meaning, if you're going to allow a co-wife to do chalitza when you literally have the erva sitting there, so it must be the Chazal, the Beis Din. Meaning that's totally in Beis Din. The Beis Din must have figured out that this was actually a proper get, right? The question is whether it's a good get or not. So Beis Din figures out, okay, it was a good get, not get. Okay, must have been a good get, and therefore this woman can do chalitza. But the case of Mapolas, mi kamu bu rabbanu Mapolas. There's nothing for Beis Din to do by a ruin, right? Rachman al Tzlan, you have a building that fell, you have two bodies there, you have no idea who died first. So there's nothing for the Chazal, right, to figure out. Right, so there's no way the Chazal could do that. So therefore, there's no need to say that we're not going to do chalitza because maybe they'll do yibum. No one's going to think, right, what anything in terms of that case. They're going to realize that okay, it's a suffix and everything is just a chumrah. Okay, now. Now the Gemara asks again. Again, we said that by the case of suffolk gerushin, if you threw it close to her and you don't know where it landed, so again, we don't. That's nothing. You don't even need chalitza. We're not going to do chalitza because we're nervous that you may end up doing gibum. And again, the standard is the chazaka, the starting point is that you were married, right? That Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter, and therefore the co-wife does not need chalitza or gibum. She's potter. So the Gemara says, one second, the gabi gerushin milotzan. Didn't we learn tatzan? The Mishnah said. Again, also later, the Mishnah says that Haisa Omedes Bishus Rabim, right, if a guy is standing in Bishus Rabim, Vizarko La, and he throws the get right, towards his wife, so Karov La Megareshes, Karov Lo Eina Megareshes, right, it's closer to her, then it's good, right, they're divorced, and if it's closer to him, then not. Mechsal Mechsal, it's in the middle, then Megareshes, Eina Megareshes, it's a Safik. The Gemara says, Vamrina, the Mayelchasa, the Gemara says, what do you mean it's a Safik? For what halacha? Di Kohen Hu Asura La, Vi Erva Ha Tzarasa Boi Chalitza, there you go. Right, if he's a Kohen, right, just a to translate, if he's a Kohen, so then she's not allowed to marry her. He's not allowed to remarry her because she's considered to be divorced on the one hand, sort of. Right? And a Kohen's not allowed to marry Gusha. But if she's an Erva, then Sarasa by Chalitza, then her co-wife needs Chalitza. Meaning, here's a case of Suffolk Gerishin, but we say Beferish that the co-wife needs Chalitza. So we're not nervous that they may end up doing a Yibo. Kumar says, "Hayat Mar Allah has explained about this. The Rabbi Yosef, Dar Tavayu, they both explain that Hacha Beshtei Kidei Edim Maskinan. That case is you have two sets of Edim. Agas Zomer is Karov Law. Agas Zomer is Karov Law. Right? One of them says it was closer to her. One of them says it's closer to him. Right? But have they spake to Araisa? Now it's not something to be Drabonan. It's a something to be Araisa. Again, once you're talking about Edim, right? So then that's going to be a something to Araisa." But our case is there's only one pair of witnesses, right? The Havi they speak of the Rabbanan again, and the witnesses are not sure, right? Meaning, it's really misleading. It's not Kas Achas saying one thing, but it's one guy saying one thing and another guy saying another thing. That's what Rashi explains. So that's already the Havi they speak of the Rabbanan. That's already a Salvik Midir Rabbanan, because again, Edus is with two Edim. But that's already a Safik Midir Rabbanan. And therefore, right, in our case, we're going to say we're not going to do Chalitza because we're nervous we may end up doing Yibum. Kumar says, Remind the Masis and Haka Mekaz Akas. Okay, well, how do you know? Where do you see that? The Mishnah doesn't say anything about how many witnesses. So Kumar says, Do me the Kiddushin. It must be similar to a case of Kiddushin because Mav Kiddushin Mekaz Akas, Av Gershin Mekaz Akas. Or just like the case, right, it must be similar to the Kiddushin. The Kiddushin was with one pair of witnesses, so too the Gershin as well. So Kumar says, Okay, the Kiddushin Gefayim Remind Mekaz Akas. Okay, great. Where did you see that the Kiddushin is with one versus 1 8? Like, Dilma, maybe there were two. Says no, well, what do you mean? If there was two sets of Edim, so then why would you say that there's no Yibum? Right, let her do Yibum. Right, what's a big deal? Again, there should be a chazaka of her being, as Rashi says, there should be the chazaka that she's mutter to the Avam. Right, that should stay. Skomar says, what do you mean? Kind of Edim becoming Karuv La. What do you mean? You have Edim saying that the Kiddushin was close to the Erva, meaning that the Karuv La was close to the Erva, i.e. implying that Reuven was in fact married to Shimon's daughter. And now you're going to tell me that the co-wife does Yibam with Shimon. Skomar says, Vesu, and also, Vishteki the Edim. Now he's figured there about him. And also, what do you mean if there are two Edim? Two sets of Edim is a Savi Daraisa. No, it's only Savi Daraisa. That's also a Savi Darabana. Where'd you get that from? Now, Damina Ukitre, Behaditre, Isha Okma Chazaka. What do you do when you have two sets of witnesses, right? We get in the beginning of Makos, where you have two sets of witnesses, right? There's nothing. Right, the two sets of witnesses going against each other, they get nothing. Right? You stay with the chazaka, or you just leave her. And the Gemara originally assumed that no, that was a Safik Daraisa. Now you're telling me that no, that the two Edom cancel each other out, right? And that we still rely on the chazaka. So Gemara's mi didavi niske the bar shadjus. The Gemara says, for example, right, and I'll give you a proof, right, where you have two Edom saying one thing, two Edom saying exactly the opposite. We throw out the testimony and we rely on the chazaka. Mi didavi anichse. The Bar Shatya, because the story of the property of Bar Shatya. Bar Shatya was a guy where he was sometimes healthy and sometimes insane. Right? He was Frankenstein. So the question is, right, if he does some sort of transaction with his property, if he sells his field for whatever reason, so you have to have Edim that he was of a sound mind, because Allah is that someone who's nuts, someone who's out of his mind, the Shota, right, has no ability, he has no das, he has no ability to sell his stuff, right? The sale would not be valid. So that's the story. The Bar Shatya Zavin Nichse, so he sold his property, and Asu Beitrei V'amrik Shu Chalim Zavin, V'asu Beitrei V'amrik Shu Shota Zavin, right? And they had two Edim who said he was totally healthy, and two Edim said he was nuts. So when he sold his property, so what do you do? So Amar Vashi, Oki Trei, the Hadi Trei, Ve'ara okma v'chaskas bar shatya. Right, so you get rid of the Edom and you leave. You leave the property right in bar shatya's possession. So that's why Abaye is not like Rabba's opinion. Therefore, he offers right his own. So Elam Abaye Yagid Alav Re'o. The pasuk says one proves the other, meaning that one will tell about the other. Meaning that's a pasuk in. Where's the pasuk? Pasuk in. Eov, okay, fine, but it's not the context of the pasuk over there that's important. It's just saying that one tells on the other in the sense that Tana Bekidushin Vuadin Legerishin. That really, again, we started with this whole implication, right? We had we said the Mishnah said, give me a case of Safek Kiddushin, and said, for example, if you throw the ring, you're not sure how close it landed to the woman. And then we were expecting them to say, okay, a case of Safek Gerushin is when you throw the get. But the Mishnah did not say that. And we said, oh, it must be that that's nothing. So the rabbi says, no. The Mishnah just didn't mention it. Right? Obviously, if you throw the get close to the woman, and you're not sure, it's a suffix. That's a suffix. That's the same exact thing as Kiddushin. The Mishnah didn't mention it because, okay, you already mentioned it by Kiddushin. Right? Tanab Kiddushin, Vahadim Begerushin, right? It mentioned that case already once by Kiddushin, and we assume that we would just apply that to Gerushin. Vahadim Begerushin, Vahadim the Kiddushin, and the same thing the other way, right? The cases that they brought by Gerushin also apply up to Kiddushin. Rabbi was fighting with Rabbah before, so now Rava said to Abaye, he says, what do you mean? If you're telling me that, but that is code phrase four, is that all the cases are the same for either case, for either Gerushin or Kiddushin, so my Zeu Katani. If you remember the Mishnah, right, flip back. Right, the Mishnah said, Zeu, flipping back, right? Right, Zeu Safek Kiddushin, Zeu Safek Gerushin, right? The Mishnah was very clear. This is a case of Safek Kiddushin. This is a case of Safek Gerushin. So if you're telling me that all the cases apply to all of them, so why did the Mishnah add that line? Right, you could have just forgot that line. It seems to be that these cases are specific. So Allah Marava Rava, therefore it says no, a little different. Kol Sheish Kiddushin Yesh Begerushin, any case that the Mishnah mentioned by Kiddushin, i.e. the case where he threw the ring, right, and it landed, we're not sure where it landed, that also applies to Gerushin. But the reverse is not true. Yesh B'Gerushin, Masha Ein B'Kiddushin. But the cases by Gerushin, all those cases that we gave at the end, those will not apply back to Kiddushin. Okay, but didn't it say V'Zehu Safek Gerushin? Right, V'Zehu the Gerushin, so the Gemara says Lav Dafka. That wasn't actually accurate, right? Ela Mishum T'Tana Zehu B'Kiddushin, T'Tana Nami Zehu B'Gerushin. So it was just trying to parallel the language in the Mishnah, meaning the Zehu B'Kiddushin, right, was also applicable to Gerushin. But the one that the Zeu B'Gerushin was not applicable to Kiddushin. But the problem with that, and the Gemara asks right now, is that if you tell me that the case by Kiddushin applies to Gerushin, so why then did it specify Zeu Safek Kiddushin? That seems to exclude something. That seems to, seems to go against or something else, right? This specifically is a Safek Kiddushin, nothing else. That's the Gemara asks, right? V'zeu the Kiddushin, the Mutimai. Okay, so then why did it say Zeu Safek Kiddushin? What's that coming to exclude? So the Gemara says, the Mutei Zman, the Lekav Kiddushin, to exclude a case of a shtar, again, that does not have Zman, that does not have a date. Now, again, the three ways, obviously, to marry a woman, we'll get to it in probably over a year, I'd imagine, because Kiddushin is at the end of Seder Nashim. So maybe a year or two, I'm not sure. But one of the ways is shtar, right? This kesef shtar and bia. One of the ways is shtar, and you don't need a date on the shtar. So that excludes that. That is not a suffix kiddushin, meaning that is a fully, even if there's no date on the shtar kiddushin, that's a fully married woman. It doesn't matter. So Gemara says, okay, one second. Well, let's just discuss that for a second. Pnei ma lo tiknu zman b'kiddushin. Well, why is that not a big deal? Right? Again, we need a time on a get. Why is there no time on a shtar kiddushin? So now, the little background, there's two possible reasons why Chazal set up a date on a get. Either, right, to work out monetary issues, because a woman brings in property to a marriage, so that is able to be accessed by the husband when they are married b'nisuin, right? When they are married. So that's called peri, that the husband is allowed to use the wife's stuff. So that's one possibility. We don't want any foul play in terms of when the husband is entitled to his wife's property stuff. So obviously when they get divorced, his wife gets the stuff back. So the question, right, so they put a get, right, to make sure that there's no, we're not messing up with the money over there. But another possibility is a fascinating possibility, is that let's say, Rahman al-Tzlan, say Reuven's wife cheated on him, right? So they're us with each other, and really she should be put to death. But Reuven's wife, let's say, for example, is Shimon's daughter, right? Is his brother Shimon's daughter. Right, like we've been doing the whole time, right? A niece. So Reuven doesn't really want to see his niece get killed. So he fudges the date on the get, right? Let's say she cheated on him a month before they got divorced. So he just moves the date on the get back a month and a half, and therefore she won't get put to death. Yeah, they can't stay married. Okay, that probably wasn't happening anyway. She's cheating on him, whatever. But if he doesn't want her to get killed, so he moves the date on the get. So that's two possibilities why they require a date on the get. So now flip that back to Kiddushin. Do you have both of those concerns by Kiddushin? So why don't they, because now you don't have a get, you don't have a date by Ishtar Kiddushin. So the question is, why not? So, it makes sense. If the whole reason that you have a date on the get is to make sure that the peri, the produce, the fruit from the wife's, it's called nechsei melug, from her property, we don't want to mess around with that, because arusa lesle peri, because there is no such thing as the husband using the wife's property when they're in erisin, when they're engaged, right? Again, erisin is the first stage of Kiddushin. So there's no reason to change the date on a shtar kiddushin because the husband's not getting that property until they are married anyway. So mimanoshach, whenever they got engaged, right, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, a month ago, it doesn't matter. Right? He's never ever entitled to that stuff until they're fully married. So that's nothing to do with the shtar kiddushin. That's the engagement. So that's fine. I mean, that's why it doesn't make sense to have a date on the shtar kiddushin. But if the whole concern is that we don't want the husband to move the date and therefore get his wife off and meaning make sure that she doesn't get killed, so they tuck in zman, so you should have a date, because what's going to happen again, once they're engaged, she's usher to any other man. So let's say they get engaged and a month later she cheats on him, so the husband doesn't, or the potential husband, right, her uncle is not going to want his niece to get killed, so he'll just move the engagement until after, right, she cheated on him. So why don't we have a date on the shtar kiddushin according to that? So it says mishum deika demikash b'kaspa deika mikash b'shtara. I have a low tikkun rabbanan zman, because not everybody uses a shtar for kiddushin, since there are a bunch of different possibilities of shtar keser shtar bia. So again, we're not going to make that. It's not always going to happen. It's not always going to be necessary. A get always happens. So therefore, we're going to have a date on it. But shtar kiddushin is not so common, right? So therefore, we're not concerned that there'll be this whole mess with the date. So I'm like, Ravacha, Breder of Yosef, the Ravashi. So he said, Well, 1 second. By an Eved, right? The Ika, the Kani, the Kaspa, the Ika, Beshtara, right? But an Eved can be either acquired through money or with a Shtar, but Tikin Rabban Zman. But Chazal said you need to have a date. Right, again, you have to know when he's supposed to, what's it called? When he belongs to you, right? Again, when his work is yours, etc. All these type of monetary issues. So Kamar says, Hasam Ruba Bistara, but Hacha Ruba Bikaspas. Yeah, in economy. But even though there are two options to acquire a slave, most scenarios there is a shtar, so that people will know, right? When this Eved became owned by this guy. But by kiddushin, most kiddushin is done by Kesef. Right, and therefore they didn't require it. Eboy Sam, another possibility, Mishun Dolo Efsha, because it's not possible. Meaning there's no way that you can help the situation by putting a date on the Shtar Kiddushin. Because Hechi Lavid, how do you do this? Who are you giving the Shtar Kiddushin to avoid any mess up? Right? Lincha Gabi Dida, if you leave the Shtar Kiddushin with the wife, so Machalai, she's gonna get rid of it, she's gonna erase it. I forget the date. Let's just say that she wasn't married. Lincha gabi b'diday. If you leave it with the husband, well, okay, he's the guy who's, we're concerned, is going to change things. Right? Zinin de basachoso, he mechapal Allah. He's going to have mercy on her. He's going to also he'll erase it. Lincha gabi edim. If you leave the shtar kiddushin with a third party, with a couple of edim, right, the ones who signed on it, as he did the schiri lesu lesud vilo, right, zimin de chazu mechtava de asu mizade verachmano amar pim velo pi ksava. The problem of the edim don't help, because if they remember what date it was, so let them come and testify. And if they don't remember what date it was, so it's not helpful for them to look in the shtar, because they need to testify from their own mouths and not from what they've seen written down. So it doesn't help. Okay, if you tell me it doesn't help because you don't know where to put the shtar, so that also should apply by gerushin. Right? We're going to have a concern that they're going to erase it. So says, no. By a case of get, a woman's going to keep her shtar gerushin. She's not going to play with that, because that is her ticket out. Right? If she fudges the date and now all of a sudden the get is possible, she's stuck. She's still married to this guy. So she's not going to mess that around. But here, lechova didakasi. But like shtar kiddushin, that's going to mess her over, the Star Kedushin, she might play with that, because if she plays with it and it turns out the Star Kedushin is possible, then great, she was never married, and then she was not going to get killed for cheating on her husband. Okay, we're going to stop here by the Mishnah, and we'll go right to the Halakha tomorrow. B'soros tovos, and refuah shleimah for all of Am Yisrael. Amen. K'nei rotzon.